Ezekiel chapter 23. The word of Yahweh came again to me, saying this, Son of man, there were two women, the daughters of one mother, and they committed whoredoms in Egypt, and they committed whoredoms in their youth. There were their breasts pressed, and there they bruised the teats of their virginity. And the names of them were Ahola the elder, and Aholibah her sister. And they were mine, and they bore sons and daughters. Thus were their names. Samaria is Ahola, and Jerusalem is Aholibah. And Ahola played the harlot when she was mine, and she doted on her lovers, on the Assyrians, her neighbors, who were clothed with blue, who were captains and rulers, all of them desirable young men, horsemen riding upon horses. And in this manner she committed her whoredoms with them, with all of them that were the chosen men of Assyria, and with all on whom she doted, with all their idols she defiled herself. Neither left she her whoredoms from Egypt, for in her youth they lay with her, and they bruised the breasts of her virginity, and they poured their whoredom upon her. So I have delivered her into the hand of her lovers, into the hand of the Assyrians, upon whom she doted. These are they who discovered her nakedness. They took her sons and her daughters, and they killed her with the sword. And she became famous amongst women, for they had executed judgment upon her. And when her sister Aholibah saw, she was more corrupt in her inordinate love than she, and in her whoredoms more than her sister in her whoredoms. She doted upon the Assyrians, her neighbors, captains and rulers, clothed most gorgeously, horsemen upon riding upon horses, all of them desirable young men. And then I saw that she was defiled, that they took both one way. And I saw that she increased her whoredoms, for when she saw men portrayed upon the wall, the images of the Chaldeans portrayed with vermilion, girded with girdles upon their loins, exceeded in dyed attire upon their heads, and all of them princes to look to, after the manner of the Babylonians of Chaldea, the land of their nativity. And as soon as she saw them with her eyes, she doted upon them, and sent messengers to them into Chaldea. And the Babylonians came to her into the bed of love, and they defiled her with their whoredom. And she was polluted with them, and her mind was alienated from them. So she discovered her whoredoms, and discovered her nakedness. And then my mind was alienated from her, like as my mind was alienated from her sister. Still, though, she multiplied her whoredoms, in calling to remembrance the days of her youth, in which she played the harlot in the land of Egypt. For she doted upon her concubines, whose flesh is like the flesh of asses, and whose issue is like the issue of horses. And in this manner you called to remembrance the lewdness of your youth, in bruising your teats by the Egyptians for the paps of your youth. Therefore, O Aholibah, thus says Sovereign Yahweh, look, see, and understand that I will raise up your lovers against you, from whom your mind is alienated, and I will bring them against you on every side. The Babylonians and all the Chaldeans, Pekod and Shoah and Koah, and all the Assyrians with them, all of them desirable young men, captains and rulers, great officers and renowned, all of them riding upon horses, and they will come against you with chariots, wagons, and wheels, and with an assembly of people, who will set against you buckler and shield and helmet round about. And I will set judgment before them, and they will judge you according to their judgments. And I will set my jealousy against you, and they will deal furiously with you. And they will take away your nose and your ears, and your remnant will fall by the sword. And they will take your sons and your daughters, and your remainder shall be devoured by the fire. They will also strip you from out of your clothes and take away your fair jewels. And in this manner will I make your lewdness to cease from you, and your whoredom from the land of Egypt, so that you will not lift up your eyes to them nor remember Egypt any more. For thus says Sovereign Yahweh, understand that I will deliver you into the hand of those whom you hate, into the hand of those from whom your mind is alienated, and they will deal with you hatefully, and will take away all your labor, and will leave you naked and bare, and the nakedness of your whoredoms will be discovered, both your lewdness and your whoredoms. I will do these things to you, because you have gone whoring after the heathen, and because you have been polluted with their idols. You've walked in the way of your sister, for this reason will I give her cup to your hand. Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, you will drink from your sister's cup deep and large, and you'll be laughed to scorn and had in derision. It contains much. You will be filled with drunkenness and sorrow, with the cup of astonishment and desolation, with the cup of your sister Samaria. You will even drink it and suck it out, and you will break the shards of it and pluck off your own breasts, for I have spoken, says Sovereign Yahweh. For this reason, thus says Sovereign Yahweh, because you've forgotten me and have thrown me behind your back, for this reason, carry also your own lewdness and your whoredoms. Yahweh moreover said to me, Son of man, will you judge Aholah and Aholibah? Yes, declare to them their abominations. Declare to them that they have committed adultery and blood is in their hands, and with their idols that they have committed adultery, and have also caused their sons, whom they bore to me, to pass for them through the fire to devour them. Moreover, this they have done to me. They have defiled my sanctuary in the same day, and have profaned my Sabbaths. For when they had killed their children to their idols, when they had came the same day into my sanctuary to profane it, and lo, in this manner have they done it in the midst of my house. And furthermore, that you have sent for men to come from a far distance, to whom a messenger was sent. And yes, they came, for whom you did wash yourself, and you painted your eyes, and you decked yourself with ornaments, and you sat upon a stately bed, and a table prepared was prepared before it, upon which you set my incense and my oil. And a voice of a multitude, being at ease, was with her, and with the men of the common sort were brought Sabaeans from the wilderness, who put bracelets on their hands and beautiful crowns on their heads. And I said to her, who was old in adulteries, will they now commit whoredoms with her, and she with them? Still they went into her, as they go into a woman who plays the harlot, so did they go into Aholah and to Aholibah, the lewd women. And the righteous men, they will judge them after the manner of adulteresses, and after the manner of women who shed blood, because they are adulteresses, and blood is in their hands. For thus says Sovereign Yahweh, I will bring up a company upon them, and will give them to be removed and spoiled, and the company will stone them with stones, and dispatch them with their swords, and they will kill their sons and their daughters, and burn up their houses with fire. In this manner will I cause lewdness to cease from out of the land, so that all women can be taught not to do according to your lewdness. And they will recompense your lewdness upon you, and you will bear the sins of your idols, and you will know that I am Sovereign Yahweh. End of chapter